Thank you for joining me today to talk about how to develop relationships from the perspective of relationship stages. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Renata Paris, and I am the Get Relationships Right coach. I help singles finally get dating right, and I help men and women in relationships and marriages to bring love and connection back into their relationship. And now I want to talk to you about how relationships develop and why it matters in your life. It doesn't even matter whether you're single or whether you are already in a relationship. You will find this information valuable, and I'll tell you why. Many couples who are in established relationships are struggling, and they don't know why, and they don't know how to break the cycle of fighting or the frustration with each other, how to go back to feeling great about each other. But if you understand how relationships develop, and in a little bit I'll tell you about a book that I wrote about relationship stages, but if you understand how relationships develop, you can look back at the history of your own relationship development, and you can track the developmental stages that your relationship missed or the developmental stages your relationship got stuck in, and it will give you an explanation of what might be happening in your relationship and why the two of you are struggling. So let's take a look at how relationships develop. Now, when I talk about relationships, I'm not just talking about intimate relationships or male-female or romantic relationships. I'm talking about all relationships, even to some extent parent-child relationships, but definitely friendships, work relationships. So just take a look at, think about your own relationships. Let's think about friendships to start with. Think about even people who come together and have an instantaneous connection. I'm sure you've experienced that in your life. You meet somebody, you instantly click. Maybe you become inseparable in some ways. If you're a child, maybe this person had become your best friend. Maybe they stayed friends with you for a lifetime. Now think about how close you were to that person when you first met them, even if you clicked immediately, versus how close you became over time. And if you really think about that relationship, what you'll realize is that you might have had a connection. You might have had an instant recognition, but the closeness still developed over time. And that's the whole point of relationship stages, is that we think that relationships develop instantaneously. So when we look at the media, you know, when we're watching a movie about how friendships or romantic relationships develop, what we see portrayed on the screen is that relationships develop instantaneously. You know, you meet somebody, you click with them, and next thing you know, you're best friends, or next thing you know, you're husband and wife, or next thing you know, you're living together. And what we have to understand is, you know, that's media. I mean, there's no way they can squeeze the true development of a relationship into a movie or into a TV series, right? Because there are too many nuances, there are too many things that happen in the process that are not so exciting and cool to put on the screen. And even if you read a book about a friendship that develops, again, there's not enough time and space to put in all the details. So we really have to look at our own life and stop comparing it to the media or to how we think it should be, and really think about how long does it take for you to truly trust a person, to truly say, you know, I can trust this person because they have proven themselves. And I think that's the thing to understand. a lot of relationship development, a lot of stages of relationships have to do with building trust. And this isn't the trust of, this person isn't going to steal from me, nor is it the trust of this person isn't going to cheat on me when we're talking about romantic relationships. But it's the trust that you can be yourself and you will be accepted. The trust that you can reveal parts of yourself that maybe you're not so proud about, right? And the person will still love you. The trust that, well, to some extent, the trust that you can trust them with your stuff, or you can trust them with money, or you can trust them with your possessions. You can trust them to take care of things the way that you would perhaps take care of things. The trust that they will keep your confidence. The trust that they will have your back in a perhaps a negative situation when you need a friend, right? These things take time. So although we all want to be wonderful people who just give our trust naturally, who are naturally trustworthy, I think the reality of human beings, the reality of how we are naturally and automatically, is that it takes us time to trust people. And the way trust is developed is by having experiences with someone. So this is a key point to remember when you think about healthy relationship development. Now, what does all this mean for you and for your romantic relationship if you're dating, or for your current romantic relationship if you're already with a partner? Because all that sounds like a whole bunch of theory, right? I'm just talking. What does that mean? Here's what it means. When you are single and you want a relationship and you meet someone who is attractive, maybe who likes you and you like him or her, people tend to rush in. People tend to want to go faster than they themselves are comfortable doing, except they don't realize that they're rushing in. They don't realize that they're going faster than their own comfort zone. And women definitely tend to, in general, women tend to rush in faster and want to go faster than men. But even men tend to rush in. They tend to kind of want to get to the end and skip all the stages of building trust, of getting to know each other. And this is how relationships get into trouble, is you skip all the stages of trust development, so you build this relationship on very shaky ground. And because you skip stages of trust development, it's almost like, think of a relationship as a container or a foundation. Well, let's think of a relationship as a house for a minute. So what if some key places in the foundation of a house were just missing? You know, when somebody was laying down a foundation of a house, what if they just skipped some parts? So, you know, you're walking around at the bottom floor of your house and you step on a spot and your foot falls all the way through to the basement. And that's what happens to a lot of relationships, is because you skipped some key foundational stages in relationship development and trust building, and you build the relationship on top of that, but without intentionally going back, because you don't know to go back, because you don't know the key pieces are missing, and that you skipped key development stages without intentionally going back, those things keep being missing. And so it keeps being a hole in the floor, which is how a lot of couples are struggling in their relationships. So, of course, my solution as a relationship coach for couples who are struggling in the relationship is to diagnose what stages did they skip, what's missing, and to have them go back and redo those stages so that their relationship becomes solid, so that it becomes built on solid ground. And this isn't commonplace, and it is not normal practice, and it is not what happens in therapy. But when an expert can find the developmental stages that are missing that a couple missed or skipped or went too fast in, and work with them to build in those foundational pieces. Then they can finally relax and trust each other, relax and understand each other, and move forward with love and connection and happiness, and also with acceptance that they're not necessarily going to get everything from each other, but the ability to get more than they were getting before. So you could try to diagnose for yourself which stage, if you are, well, let me just go back and say, if you are in a relationship where you are struggling, where the two of you are struggling, where you want to stay together, but love and connection is sometimes strained, or perhaps you're struggling with each other, perhaps you don't know how to stop fighting or how to make your relationship work, or even if one of you wants to stay together and the other one is not sure. One of the things you could do is go back and diagnose what stage of the relationship the two of you rushed through yourself. So I'll give you the URL where you can purchase my ebook. Now the ebook is 8+ stages of relationships, how to do relationships right at every stage from the first date to a lifetime together in love. And the URL is getrelationshipsright.com/getebook. And so you can pick up your copy and you can read through it and you can diagnose what stage you skipped. And then you can work through that stage with your partner. And oftentimes your partner doesn't even have to be willing to participate. You can just have the intention of working through that stage and building in that foundational piece with your partner, but it will be initiated and powered by you. And then the process, you can start to heal your relationship. Unless, of course, it's, you know, sometimes relationships are beyond repair, or sometimes they're beyond self-help. Sometimes you do need to reach out to a professional. But you can get the ebook and try that out. So having said that, I think what I want to do with you is I want to spend a little bit of time at looking at why does it take us time to build trust? Does it make us bad people that we aren't able to just give our trust to people, to just meet someone, have chemistry with them, fall in love, live happily ever after, and not run into trouble? And why is it that we need time to build trust? So, and how much time do we need to build trust? You know, how much time do we need, whether it's a friendship or a work relationship or a romantic relationship, how much time does it really take to call it a relationship? So maybe that's a good place for me to start with you. How much time does it really take to call it a relationship? So here's how I look at it. When you first meet someone, whether it's a friendship or a work relationship or even a romantic relationship, it is not a relationship. And I think this is where people make a first mistake. You know, you meet somebody and you call them your friend. Well, that confuses you and it confuses the other person. I mean, you know, it's our language and it's fine that you do that, but be careful that just because you call someone your friend, you don't actually think that they are on the same level as the friends you've had for years. Or you meet someone and you say, well, we're dating, which means you're in a relationship. But maybe you've gone out 1, 2, 3, 5 dates, but no, you're not dating. You're just getting to know someone. See, you can't. And you can think that these are just my theories, but what I've done is for the last 14 years as a relationship coach, I have observed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients and people in my life and my own friendships, and friendships of my friends, I have observed how people build relationships, and this is what I have found to be universal, is that the first 3 months of getting to know someone, whether it is a dating relationship or a friendship or a work situation, is the getting to know you period. And we can try to rush through it, and we can try to, if we're romantic with someone, we can try to get sexual, and we can try to pretend that we're bonded. But the reality is that first 3 months is the getting to know you period. And there is a part of us that is going to hold back. And will not give our trust until that period is over. Now, why is it 3 months? I don't know. I don't know if there's some biological imperative or some historical or sociological reason why it takes 3 months to decide that someone is safe. I do know that at around 2 months, people stop being on their best behavior. That around 2 months is about all people can pull off in terms of best behavior. And you do know when you're starting to get to know someone, you tend to be on your best behavior. So it takes about 2 months for someone to get exhausted enough to give up being on their best behavior. So maybe that's why it's 3 months, because for 2 months, someone is on their best behavior with you, whether they're friends or a love interest or, you know, your boss. And then you spend about a month with this person, you know, they just can't keep it up. So now they're themselves, and you spend about a month observing them. And of course, because we're human, you find all these imperfections, because none of us are perfect, right? All of us have stuff. So maybe you spend the last month of the 3 months observing what the stuff is for this particular person and evaluating whether you can live with it or not. So about 3 months to just to get to know someone, and I think we spend about the next 3 months kind of figuring out where that person belongs in our lives and starting to build trust with them. Now again, it almost doesn't matter what kind of relationship it is. This seems to be a universal timeline for how we develop trust and develop relationships, regardless of what we want or how we think or how much we try to rush in. And I think maybe that's the one of the most important points I want to make. And I think this point is so extremely important that I feel like I need to say it over and over and over so that it is heard. Many people try to rush the relationship by 3 months or even by 1 month. Many people are talking about marriage. They have already been sexual. They have already met each other's children if they've had children. They have already met each other's family in many cases. And this goes across all ages. Often this happens with young adults, or even with teenagers, young adults, but it also happens with middle-aged adults and even older adults who are single. Because loneliness is hard to bear. We are social animals and we want to be in a relationship, and we don't understand our own trust issues as humans, because no one trained us to understand our own trust issues in relationship development. And so if we find someone who we think is going to fit the bill, we try to rush into the relationship. And so the very important thing to understand is that it takes time for you to trust the other person, even if you really want the relationship. So even if you are the person rushing the relationship and craving closeness, and wanting sort of the security of knowing that this relationship is established somewhere inside of you, there is a part that really needs you to go slow. And if you don't, what will happen is at some point down the road, when the relationship has been rushed and it has been established too early, you're going to push back because you will not have built appropriate trust with your partner. So you're going to push back. You're going to create space. You're going to create problems because you rushed the relationship. And you also have to understand that if you are dating someone who's rushing the relationship, eventually they are going to push back, even though they are rushing. So in other words, I think it's important to understand that we are complex human beings and that we can have one deep need, you know, the need to build trust, the need to get to know someone, and at the same time, kind of a higher or maybe a more conscious need to get close. And then those two are not mutually exclusive. In other words, we can have a deep need for trust and time to get to know someone. And we can have a more conscious, kind of more anxiety-driven need to get close and connect and be assured that the relationship is going to last. And it's key to understand that it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to want to be close. It's okay to want to be in the relationship. But just like, well, just like we need to understand that we have to feed our bodies, just like we need to understand that we have to brush our teeth. I mean, there are certain basic ways in which we have to take care of ourselves. Our need for trust, our need to establish relationships is in many ways just like our need to eat and drink and sleep. It is almost biologically based. Now, I don't have research to prove that, but having observed so many people building relationships in a variety of ways and having observed that there seems to be this universal, almost biologically based timeline, I am tempted to say that our need to build trust and our timeline for building trust in relationships is almost biologically based. So we need to respect that. And we need to understand that even when we crave intimacy and we crave, we crave pushing the relationship forward when we think we met the right person, we have to respect our almost biologically based need to build trust and to take time and to get to know the people in our lives and to allow those people to earn their position in our lives as opposed to giving it to them automatically just because we're hungry for intimacy. So what I want to reiterate to you is what I said in the beginning. The points I'm making are both good for singles, because if you have listened to this audio and you are single, what you want to think about is you yourself have an internal timeline which you need to respect. So the next time you're dating someone, even if you're craving intimacy and craving being in a relationship sooner rather than later, allow yourself to really take the time to get to know the person you're dating. If they are the right person for you and you end up with them for a lifetime, there is no reason to rush. You know, an extra month isn't going to kill you. If they're the wrong person for you, if you go slowly and get to know them and take the time to work on building trust and respect your internal timeline, even maybe become aware of your internal timeline, and they are the wrong person for you, what will happen is you will know that before you get deeply involved. And you will save yourself and them heartache and heartbreak. And moving on will be much easier than you have usually found it. And on the other hand, this information is useful for couples, regardless of where they find themselves, even couples in a wonderful relationship, but especially couples who are not exactly where they want to be, whether they're just struggling a little and feeling a little disconnected, or struggling a lot. Maybe when one partner is not quite as invested in the relationship anymore, or maybe where there's a lot of fighting, or maybe where there's conflict. It is very useful to go back and look at, did you take the time to go through the relationship stages, and what stages could you have possibly skipped in the process of developing your relationship? And what do you need to go back to and work on so that you have a really solid foundation with each other? And like I said, often when couples go back and do that, what they find is that they restore their relationship or even make it better than it's ever been. And again, I have a book that details out all the relationship stages and tells you what the couple is working on in each stage, what you should be accomplishing, how to fix the situation in each stage if you skipped it and you're going back. And it's called the 8+ Stages of Relationships, How to Do Relationships Right at Every Stage, From the First Date to a Lifetime Together in Love. And you can find the book on my website at getrelationshipsright.com/get-ebook. So I hope you go pick it up and help your relationship or help yourself in dating so that you can get relationships right. This is relationship coach Renata Paris from GetRelationshipsRight.com.